I played in a member guest tournament a while back and we won, which was super fun. But what I noticed playing with 12 different guys over 2 days was how much mental energy people were wasting on things they can't control. And when you're negotiating with things you can't control, you lose every time. So let's talk about what you actually have control over on the golf course and what you need to stop wasting energy on. Here's the thing. When you go out to play golf, what do you want? You want to play well, right? You want to score well. Maybe you want to win. So the question is, how do you do that? And the answer starts with this. Stop wasting energy on things you can't control. We were playing in windy conditions. It was chilly, lots of trouble on the golf course. We played with different people who said lots of different things. There were so many ways to waste mental energy. And if you're not good at guiding your brain, all of that is going to challenge your ability to swing freely and think clearly. This isn't just about my tournament. This is about any time you go out and play. Because we waste mental energy on things we can't control. And let me tell you, our brain loves control. So in golf, what can't you control? Here's the list. Weather, wind, temperature, rain, bounces, good or bad, lies, divots, plugged bunkers, sitting down in the grass, course conditions, aerated greens, wet, dry, sand on the green, people, your playing partners, what they shoot, how they play, words people say, luck, good and bad, balances out over time, just telling you. Tee times, pairings, the course you're playing, pace of play. That's pretty much it. That's the list. This is golf. This is the variable part of golf. The game of golf is designed to be unpredictable with so many things that you cannot control. Now the question is, what can you control? You control your thoughts, what you think about the conditions, the people, the words, and the bounces. You control your emotions, not what shows up, but what you do with them. You can control your pre-shot routine, your course management, which is also a skill, like what club you pick and your strategy. And you can control your own pace of play. That's about it. So when you go out and want to play well, remind yourself, what can I control and what can't I control? Because when you argue with the things you can't control, you're going to lose mentally. You cost yourself mental energy. You get irritated. Life gets a lot easier when we stop getting irritated about things you can't change. Doesn't mean you have to like it, but you can't do anything about it. You get to control what you think about it. I saw so many people being at the effect of things they couldn't control, and it was costing them their best golf. So decide what you want to think about those variables ahead of time. The bounces, the weather, the lies, the words people say, decide ahead of time. And what you do is you lighten up your mental load so you can focus on the things you can control. When you do that, you're going to bring your best game that day. You are not going to be at the effect of the game of golf. So here's your takeaway. You don't need perfect conditions to play well. You need a well-managed mind. Stop arguing with things you can't control. It's a waste of energy. If your ball is in a divot and you're ticked off, it doesn't change the fact that your ball is in a divot. If someone said something that bothered you, the words were still said. Now you get to decide what you want to think about it. Spend your energy on the things you can control. And in the next lesson, I'm going to give you a framework to actually do that, to manage your thoughts and emotions in a way that's practical and repeatable. It's called STEER, and it's going to change the way you see everything on the golf course and in life. Before your next round, ask yourself, what can I not control today? Just name a few: weather, bounces, people, pace of play. Then ask, what can I control? My thoughts, my emotions, my pre-shot routine, my course management. And here's the key. Decide ahead of time how you want to think about the things you can't control. So when they show up, you don't waste energy arguing with reality. You just play.